From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State group is losing ground in Iraq. The Secretary of State said that ISIL's leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statements during a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Later, during a news conference, Kerry pledged continued U.S. support for the Iraqi government. He also told reporters the U.S.-led multinational coalition efforts to defeat Islamic State militants in Iraq are, in his words, unequivocally working. IS forces are losing ground, he said, and the coalition will not let up.
In the coming weeks and months, the coalition will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further. We will continue targeting and taking out Daesh's leaders, and we will train local forces to take and hold more ground.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told more than 700 delegates attending the first-ever conference on preventing violent extremism that they have to tackle the problem at its root causes to defeat it. He said young people who feel marginalized, alienated, or isolated from society are vulnerable to extremist messages. The UN chief has submitted a 5-point plan of action to the conference. It focuses on harnessing the idealism, creativity, and energy of 1.8 billion young people around the world. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says that the world's Catholics should look more to their own conscience than to hard and fast rules when it comes to sex, marriage, and family life. In a major new church document entitled The Joy of Love, the pontiff did not issue a new law or regulation guiding Catholic marriage. He instead appeared to endorse a case-by-case basis for dealing with the remarriage of Catholics. Francis urged Catholic clergy to avoid what he called a cold bureaucratic morality and instead look for God's grace in wonderfully complicated family situations. Father Robert Gall is an associate professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross.
The main thing that's new is that the Pope emphasizes how the family is in crisis and marriage is in crisis, and we need to rediscover the truth of marriage and family and therefore discover the joy that is in family and it is in human love and in sexuality. He speaks about the love between husband and wife as being an expression of joy and even of divine joy, that we can find God in the love between husband and wife.
Francis also said that gays should be respected, but he did not change the church's position on same-sex unions. On abortion, the pontiff said no alleged right to one's own body can justify a decision to terminate that life, which is an end in and of itself. Greece has resumed deporting migrants to Turkey as part of a controversial European Union-Turkey deal, which seeks to stem the flood of migrants in Europe. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the deportations came as human rights groups voiced alarm.
Two vessels carrying more than 100 deportees arrived in the Turkish Aegean port of Dikili Friday after making the short journey from the Greek island of Lesbos. Most of those deported were Pakistanis. Upon arrival, they were fingerprinted, underwent a health check, and sent to detention centres, where they faced the prospect of being sent back to their home countries. Human Rights Watch condemned the deportations. The group's Andrew Strohlein says Turkey is not an appropriate country for returning refugees.
Turkey can't even be regarded as a safe country of asylum for refugees. I mean, it doesn't provide effective protection for refugees and has repeatedly pushed asylum seekers back to Syria.
In a recent report, London-based Amnesty International accused Turkish authorities of deporting more than 100 refugees to Syria on a daily basis, a charge Ankara strongly denies. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Wyoming holds its Democratic caucus on Saturday, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hoping to score his 9th straight win over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sanders won the Wisconsin primary Tuesday, his 8th win in a row over Clinton. However, the former Secretary of State still leads in the delegate count, and only 14 delegates are at stake Saturday in Wyoming. The next primary for both the Republicans and the Democrats is April 19th in New York. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.